It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right, friends.
And if you haven't heard it before, it's very simple. I read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then I'm going to read an inspiring story, and then we'll fold that paper into a beautiful crane. Gift it to a sick child.
Oh, that's so nice.
But if they don't care, we're going to rent a large industrial crane, which will smash through the wall of that sick child's bedroom.
What?
Oh my gosh,
and then
Jeff,
we'll post pictures of it on social media and tag each one of you in it.
I care about all of them right now.
So let's find out how little Timmy's going to be enjoying the weekend.
I'm concerned where you come up with these ideas.
Let's just get to it.
Yeah. Okay.
With your first headline, the most horrifying lottery ticket story you'll ever hear.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
Gosh, I care.
I don't care.
Why is it bad?
There's so many lottery things, I'm never going to win
one. I thought you wanted to be rich.
I'm never going to win, bro.
Okay.
After clocking out of his job in Smithsville, Tennessee, 42-year-old Nick Slatton drove to a gas station, bought a lottery ticket, and the next morning he got the good news. All his numbers matched, and he was instantly $1.2 million richer.
Oh my God.
So naturally, he did all the things that people would normally do in that situation.
Freak out.
He yelled and screamed.
He shared the good news
with his friends, family, and his fiance.
I don't know if I would even do that right now.
Oh, come on.
Fiance was stoked.
I mean, definitely friends and, I don't know.
And then he headed out to take care of some errands.
Okay.
About an hour later, Nick got home and made a horrifying discovery. His winning lottery ticket was gone.
What?
It wasn't in his pocket, wasn't in his wallet or on the counter. He couldn't find it anywhere.
How do you lose $1 million?
$1.2 million piece of paper.
Oh my God.
And he hadn't signed it yet.
No!
And the rules are whoever signs the ticket is the legal owner of it.
Oh my God,
I feel sick for him.
Needless to say, Nick was panicked, so he immediately raced back to all the places that he'd been.
Okay.
Including an auto parts store.
Okay.
And that's when, in the corner of the gravel parking lot near the chain link fence, Nick stumbled across his ticket laying on the ground with a boot print on it.
Someone stepped on it.
It was still there.
He couldn't believe his luck.
Thank God for that fence.
The crazy thing is, it had been a really windy day.
And
who knows how many people had just stepped over the winning ticket, not realizing what it was.
I'm checking every piece of paper I was just thinking that too.
Okay, receipt, that's not one. All right.
I know it's a gum wrapper, but just in case, I'm checking this. Yeah.
So Nick cashed it the next day and plans to buy a new house, many cars, and live life without worry.
Wow, that's awesome. Good job, Nick.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. You're not going to believe what McDonald's is serving up in China. Get ready to say, care or don't care?
I care because I want to go.
I do love McDonald's. I'm going to give it a
I don't care, but it doesn't matter.
Timmy almost got a bulldozer through his wall.
Remember this.
Okay, we got enough cares. The blog Chew Boom recently reported that hundreds of McDonald's locations in the Far East have just added one of the messiest burgers you could possibly sink your teeth into.
Oh, really?
It's called the McBig Meatball Burger.
Except for the mayo.
It's like a meatball sandwich, except for on a hamburger bun.
We're looking at a picture of it right now. It kind of reminds me of a massive fast food sloppy Joe.
A sloppy Joe with huge round chunks in it.
Yeah. So true to its name, the burger features a hefty serving of 7 large meatballs.
Along with
2 ladles of tomato meat sauce, accompanied by lettuce, mayonnaise, and a slice of cheese,
all served on a sesame seed bun.
Apparently, people who've tried the McBig Meatball Burger
need to work on that name.
They say after just one bite, sauce will ooze onto your hands, chin, and pants.
Okay.
Sounds terrible.
So wear the right clothing when ordering.
Yeah. Oozing. Now I'm interested.
Hey, oozing pants. I knew it.
Let's see if you guys care about this headline. Catch me if you Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh my God.
Care, don't care.
Yes.
Love it. Wu-Tang for life.
Absolutely. Right. Same. Let's
Wu-Tang Clan is a rap group, Alexis. A very popular one.
Okay, iconic. I care. Popular.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to pretend to be associated with a famous band, I guess pick a group with 9 members and an entourage too big to count.
Yeah,
that's true. Uh-huh.
I say that because a guy in Florida named Aaron Barnes Burpo was in federal court this week after he admitted he's been scamming a bunch of hotels out of thousands of $1,000 by pretending to be part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh my God.
For years.
Famous enough for you to know them. They may not be famous anymore, but you're like, oh, yeah, I remember you guys.
They tricked me.
And then how many members can you name?
Not maybe RZA and Method Man.
Yeah, Method Man.
And I don't know who else.
For years. Burpo's, yeah, Burpo's the hidden member. For years, Aaron and his buddies lived like kings, riding around in limos, staying in penthouse suites, and never paid a dime because they said they were part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Shut up.
And they would use stolen credit cards and fraudulent information to pay for everything else.
Okay, well, that part is not so great. But,
but it went south after an employee at a hotel in Augusta, Georgia, said it seemed a little fishy.
Yeah, he's like, bro, I love Wu-Tang.
Well, he just thought, Mr. Burpo doesn't seem like a famous rapper. So fast forward to just the other day, and a judge sentenced Aaron to 7 years in prison for wire fraud.
Whoa!
Worth it for the expensive hotels?
Well,
I mean,
street cred for his next rap album?
Maybe.
Yikes.
Plus, he's on the hook for around $500,000 in goods and services that he never paid for.
Oh, so
there it is. All right.
Yeah, 7 years. That deserves it.
But you're right, Brooke. They're going to drop an awesome album about the hard life.
Yeah, based on that. I'm in and out of jail. This is normal for me.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
I care. Hey, we cared about all of that for you, little Timmy.
All right.
We did it.
Timmy had a good day.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes are made out of banana peels?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, come on.
Slippers.
Yeah. Saw that one.
I did not see it.
That's care or don't care. Your phone tap's coming up right after.